Nerdy is the new sexy.
It's good to be a geek.
This is Bud's Weekly Geek Out.
Bud, our good, dear, warm friend.
Paul, Jenny, hi, lovely friends.
Hi.
Warm. What are we geeking out about today?
Wars. The browser wars.
Are those still going on? Just pick one. Browser? Chrome or whatever it is.
Cannot. No.
Did you say Bowser like Mario villain?
That
no,
would
it was
be great,
browser,
actually,
Jenny.
The Bowser,
okay, the yeah, Bowser wars.
And we got Mac and PC, Android and Apple, Coke and Pepsi, Chrome and Firefox. For many and varied reasons, I personally switch back and forth between using Chrome and Firefox for my default browser every few years. Partly because it's good to see the progress that each browser has made, and partly because one does something to tick me off to make me switch, so that time has come again. Google, who makes the Chrome browser the most used browser on the internet by a wide margin.
It is,
yeah.
Eh?
Oh, wow. Hugely, wow. Hugely. I saw some graphs the other day. Oh, it's wild.
Wow.
Yeah, Google has announced Chrome Enterprise Premium. That's right, a paid version of the browser. For $6 per month, you can get the following built into your Chrome browsing experience. URL filtering based on category. All right. Context-aware access for software as a service, Google Cloud, private web. Okay, that's right. Malware deep scanning and data loss prevention. Like, most people don't need the first two. Every people need the second two. To put malware scanning and data loss prevention behind a paywall, but it's not grab your torch and pitchforks time just yet.
Oh.
I'll admit I was a little bit clickbaity on this one. The paid version of Chrome isn't for you or me. It's not for most of us anyway.
Oh.
The consumer version of Chrome remains unchanged, so it doesn't have malware scanning or data loss prevention, and it never did. However, there's an enterprise deployment of the Chrome browser, which is for businesses and large organizations to manage among their machines. So a company admin can remotely install them and set over 200 policies over how it's used. So within Chrome Enterprise, there's the free core package, which has everything that the consumer Chrome has, and now there's also this premium package with the extras I mentioned. So it doesn't affect most of us. It just makes me dread the future because money is the root of all stupid, and somebody else may try to charge for a browser in the future, and other companies are going to think it's a good idea, and who knows where it's going to go from there.
But you said that you might be switching back to Firefox?
I will personally, because it's time, because Chrome is made by Google, a super for-profit company, versus Firefox being made by the nonprofit Mozilla Foundation, because everything that can run on one browser can run on the others, so I'm not missing out on too much by switching, and because of privacy not included. This is the other thing I wanted to talk about. This has been around for a couple years, but I just learned about it, and I love it. Privacy not included is a list put out by the Mozilla Foundation, who makes Firefox, a list of products you can look into to see how each of them handles your personal information. So, for example, my Nintendo Switch, your Nintendo Switch, Paul,
yeah.
Unfortunately, it gets a privacy not included label for the amount of information it collects about its users and the fact that it can correlate that data with third parties to build advertising profiles. Garmin smartwatches, most Apple products, Sonos speakers, and the Calm app all get pretty good ratings for privacy.
Okay.
But pregnancy apps, video doorbells, some Bose headphones, most Google products, many modern cars, and all of the major video game consoles, privacy not included.
Ooh.
Every review comes with labels for privacy and security and AI, and they tell you how much data is collected about you, whether it uses your camera and microphone, whether there's AI in it, that sort of thing. On that, they wrote an entire article about AI chatbots used for romantic conversation. These things are vacuums of personal data.
Oh.
They tested 11 of these things and slapped all of them with the privacy not included warnings for gross data collection, thousands of advertising trackers, and very overreaching terms of service on what they can do with your data. But back to browsers. If you want a regular experience, Firefox or Chrome will be just fine for you.
Mm.
There are alternatives like Brave and Opera and Edge, but they're all based off Chromium, a web browser project from Google. If you want more privacy and security, I use and recommend DuckDuckGo.
Mm.
You lose some conveniences like autofill and history, but it's a great option for keeping your data and your tracks to yourself.
Mm.
Way on the other end of paranoia, though, is the Tor browser, which uses the Onion router, which, like the many layers would suggest, it over 7,000 layers layers that your internet traffic goes through for the ultimate in anonymous communication. So you can read more about Chrome Premium, privacy not included, and see your wide choice of browsers at thezone.fm/geekout.
I don't like that they called it Enterprise because that's for Star Trek.
Actually, that's true.
That's the Star Trek Enterprise.
Why did they take that?
Shouldn't have to pay for a Star Trek Enterprise. No, that belongs to all of us.
Yeah, and DuckDuckGo belongs to DuckDuckGoose, the game.
That's right.
So it's really true.
Yeah.
Well, it is free, actually.
As always.
Okay, as is the game.
Good. As always, I'm mad that you came here.
Just
kidding. Love you.
Bye.
Buzz Weekly Geek Out. Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek. Listen every Wednesday on The Morning Zone for more news from the world of techie type stuff.